Hello, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Yes. Hi, Brandon. This is Joseph. I have a Miss Shannon Baker. Last name is B-A-K-E-R. And
got
her
it.
Best phone number is 442-243-0449.
Don't go in the street.
Assistance with her hair relaxer claim.
Okay, got it. I'll take it from here. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you so much, Miss Baker. I'll take you from here. Thanks so much, ma'am.
Hi, Shannon.
Thank
How
you.
Are you?
Fine, yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. My name is Brandon Sharp. I'll be your intake specialist today towards the hair relaxer lawsuit. Now, we are on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can get a claim started today?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be asking you some of the same questions that you may have already been asked, but I do have to double check to verify, but we will keep it quick. Now, would you like to see if you meet the criteria here?
Yes.
Okay. And just a general question, but have you ever spoken to an attorney in the past regarding this?
No, not the one, not other than the one I just spoke with.
Okay, got it. And can you confirm that you've never signed documents against any hair relaxer products with any law firms?
No.
Okay, got it. So that's a confirmation that you have not, correct?
Yes, have not. Yes.
Got it.
Never
okay.
signed.
Now, was it you who used hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And were you diagnosed with a type of cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. You said ovarian cancer?
Yes.
Okay, got it. So this would be you filing the claim for yourself here. How long ago were you diagnosed with ovarian cancer?
Back in 2023, December, last year.
December
about 12 months
2023.
Ago, December now.
Do you remember the day? It's okay if you don't.
It was about like the what's today? Like the 17th, 18th.
Around there. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. And that was in 2023 at the end of the year. Okay. Yeah. How old were you at the time?
I was 33.
33. Okay. Got it. And do you remember what your doctor's name was that originally diagnosed you?
Gary Barker.
Dr. Gary Barker.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what hospital is he located at?
Desert Valley Hospital in Victorville.
Desert Valley Hospital in Victorville. Okay, that's on Bear Valley Road?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, California. Okay, and I do have the hospital's phone number, but do you have your doctor's phone number?
No, not on me at the moment. No, I'm
that's
not
okay.
Home. That's what I was trying to get to him.
I see.
Got it while I was at home, so I could have gave y'all exact information.
It's no problem. I'll put down the hospital's phone number for the time being. Now, when it comes to your use of hair relaxers, what brand were you using?
It was called Smart Perm.
Mark's
Smart Perm hair relaxer.
I see.
Like that. Smart.
Okay.
Got that, Smart Perm.
Yeah. And would you ever switch off of that product, or was that the main one that you would usually use?
That was the main one I would usually use at
Got
all
it.
Times.
Okay. And can you confirm that you used hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
No.
You did not use one more than 4 times in a single year?
No, I would use it the same amount of times, but I would use it a little bit more with that one.
So how many times a year would you use it?
I would say about 4 or 5 times.
4 or 5 times a year?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So about
yes.
once every couple months, every 3 months.
Yeah, about every 2 to 3 months. Yeah.
Got it. So 4 to 5 times a year sounds right to you then. I'll go ahead and put that down. So the most times you would have used it in a year is about 5, right?
Yeah, I'll say
okay.
5 at the most.
Got it. Now, are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
August 5th, 1990.
1990. Okay. And this is a random question, but in the past, have you ever been diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay, good. Now, When it comes to the hair relaxer that you use, did you have family, friends, or loved ones that also used it and were injured by it?
No.
Okay, that's good to hear. Got it. Now, when you first used hair relaxer, was it in California?
Yes.
It was. Okay. And what year do you think was the first time you ever used it?
I'll say about like 2018.
Around
2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, around 2018 I started using it. Yeah.
Got it. And when was the last time you ever used it?
Last year, around I'll say like around like when I started figuring out, you know, that it was that.
Right.
I probably said like around May. I'll say like May.
Okay.
2023.
Got it. So if I guess in the middle of the year of 2023, shortly before your diagnosis. Okay. I have that down here. And you would use the products monthly for the most part, so.
No, not monthly, not every single month.
Yeah,
no,
not
about every 2 to 3 months. Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so you used it for about 5 years straight. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay.
About right. Sounds about right.
Would you do it yourself or would you go to a salon?
I was in a salon a couple of times, but I would do it myself.
Okay. For the most part, you would do it yourself. So you would do both for the most part. And where would you usually buy your products from?
I'd say like Walgreens, online.
General stores,
mostly
online.
Mostly online, yeah. Just regular general, you know, drug stores.
Got it. And if you were to go to a salon, would it just be a local salon to you or any big brand name salons?
Yeah, it would be a local salon. There was a person around the corner. I used to go over there, but yeah, I don't go to her no more.
Okay, got it. And you said it was Mark's Smart Perm, right?
I'm sorry?
The product was Mark's Smart Perm?
Yeah, it's called Smart Perm.
Smart Perm. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me get that down here. Smart Perm. Okay. Got it. Now, your cancer diagnosis, did it happen 2 or more years after you first used hair relaxers?
No. It was within months after I used my hair relaxer.
I'm sorry, say it again.
It was within months after I stopped using my hair relaxer.
After you stopped using it, right?
Yes, after I stopped using it.
And when you first started using it, it was 2 or more years after that you got diagnosed, correct?
About, I'll say a year, not even a year.
Okay. It's kind of a confusing question, but basically, if you were to have first used hair relaxer in 2018, your diagnosis came 2 or more years after that, correct?
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. After I used the hair relaxer. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I apologize. I'm sorry. That was kind of confusing.
It is a confusing question. It's more of a redundant question, to be honest. But yes, so the answer would be yes. It's okay. Now, when you did get diagnosed, what type of treatment did you go through?
I had a surgery. I had to get my left ovary taken out.
Your left ovary was taken out?
Yes, my left ovary was taken out. I had to do chemo for 3 and almost 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Almost
4 months, you said?
Yeah. I'll say 4 months exactly.
Okay.
I'll say about 4 months exactly because that last month was still, you know,
still
rocking that I stopped. So.
Right. How are you doing now?
I'm doing better. I'm doing a lot better. Thanks
I'm glad to hear that.
I'm doing a lot better.
And of course.
My little days. Still got to take medications here and there, but I'm still better.
Right. It really is dependent on the days, but the fact that you're not experiencing those same side effects as before you were diagnosed, I'm glad to hear that you got through it. Did the surgery come before the chemo or did the chemo come first?
No, the surgery came before the chemo.
Oh, before the chemo. And then they used the chemo to ensure that nothing else would come back.
Ensure nothing else comes back, yes.
Right.
It was my medications. And thank God it's gone now. Thank you, Jesus.
I see. Okay, completely gone. That's amazing.
Trying to keep that, trying to keep it away.
Yep, of course. Okay, and if you were diagnosed on December 17th, 2023, when was your first treatment? So when did the surgery happen?
My surgery, hold on one second. Come on, you guys, okay. Stop it. Stop. Okay, I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Thank you. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, when did I start receiving my what? I'm sorry.
When was your surgery?
My surgery was back in December.
So
December,
it was shortly after.
Shortly after I saw, yes. Mm-hmm. My doctors are really good. The exact date, I don't know the exact date.
So was it the same week that you were diagnosed? Because that would be a Tuesday. Or was it the following week?
It was like the following week. It wasn't that same exact week, no.
Oh, okay, okay, got it.
It was like the following week.
Gives us more of a general range.
I started my chemo.
Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. And your treating doctor who helped you through the surgery as well as the chemo, I know that there's teams usually for chemo, but was it the same doctor that diagnosed you that helped you through treatment?
Yeah, Dr. Barker and his team.
Oh, his team as well.
I worked with him the majority of the time, yeah.
Got it.
I worked
okay.
with his team. I can't think of all the names right off the back right now.
That's okay. You don't need to know the team's names. Just essentially the doctor that, you know, got
yeah.
you to them in the first place. Okay, I'll put his information down here then. And for HIPAA compliance purposes only, can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you. And what is your marital status at the moment?
Single.
Okay. And your first name is Shannon. Is that spelled Shannon?
Correct.
Okay. And your last name is Baker?
Yes, correct.
Baker.
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle name, Shannon?
Nicole.
Nicole. Is that spelled Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And what is your social?
611. Mm-hmm. Do you need my social? Sorry.
I do, yes.
You need my okay, 611. I'll be nervous, that type of stuff. 611-585-7-99.
Got it. So 611-585-7-99.
Yes.
Okay. And we do keep it completely secure. This is moreover so that the law firm can actually pull medical documents as well as start your claim. So it is completely secure and you don't have to worry that your information will spill out or anything like that. Now, on your end, do you have health insurance at the moment?
Just Medi-Cal.
Okay. Got it.
Now,
and regarding your primary contact information, the best email that we can reach you at, would that be Shannon, newphone@icloud.com?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And your phone number, that's 442-243-0449.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Is this your mobile?
Yes.
And would you prefer to be contacted through phone calls, texts, or emails?
Texts and calls are fine.
Okay. Got it. I'll put down text so you at least know who's trying to contact you.
I'll say
you.
Text, yeah, so at least yeah. I can see it, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Some of the numbers seem kind of weird.
Just in case. Okay. Now, when it comes to you and your free time, is it better to reach you in the mornings, afternoons, or evenings?
Afternoons.
Afternoon. Got it. And what is your current address?
11250. Mm-hmm. Lee Avenue, apartment F48, Adelanto, California, 92301.
92301. And what apartment number was that again?
Apartment F as in Frank, 48.
F48. Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And when it comes to your medical records, did you keep copies of those or are they all at the hospital?
Sounds like they're all at the hospital. I don't think I probably have it, but it's probably all mixed up and all that other stuff.
Right, right. You would be able to request them from your doctor, though, correct?
Yes, you guys have me, or you guys have permission to, if you guys need to.
Yes, exactly. And if you did give the law firm permission, then we'd be able to pull those as well.
Yes, sir.
Did have them on your end, would you prefer to email them or just go through like regular mailing when it comes to the documents?
If I can mail them, I can. Yeah, I'll mail them to you guys.
Okay, thank you. I'll go ahead and mark that off here. And my last question is if you would like to put down an emergency contact in case we're unable to contact you, someone that you trust regarding the case.
I said my grandmother. 760.
7478. And you said this is your grandmother?
Yeah, Rena Lucas. R-E-N-A. L-U-C-A-S.
Got it. Rena Lucas. Okay. And by the way, we won't go out of our way to actually contact them. It's just if we can't contact you, basically.
Yeah, she doesn't really, she knows a little bit, but she doesn't know a lot about what I've been going through. I'll be trying to keep her under the radar because I don't want
right.
to stress.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure that we won't have to contact her most likely. Okay. Well, that was all the questions I actually had for you. Now, I'm going to send you these documents over to your text messages as well as your email. So you should be getting them in just a few seconds here. Now, these are the retainers for the attorney. So after you sign these, the attorney will give you a call in the next 2 days. I would give it at least the week for them to contact you. When they do, they'll verify the information and your claim will be submitted. I'll send you all of that information I just said through a text right now, by the way. Other than that, let me know if you receive the contacts.
Hold on 1 second. The service is trash out here.
Okay. I understand.
Okay. Brandon Sharp from Mass Tort Strategy. Yes.
Correct. And that's my full name.
Okay.
So go ahead and open them up.
Yeah.
When you open them up, they should let you say start, and then you can sign the documents. There'll be a yellow box on each end of the document that you need to sign, as well as initial. Should just be a few of them. And let me know when you do.
Hold on 1 second.
No problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Stop running, you guys. Okay. Okay, do I submit it?
Yes, it should say finish. Submit or finish.
Letter. Got you. Medical liquor statute. Health of life. DC medical. Uh-huh. Okay. Special loss. Okay.
I'm testing too.
Okay, I've signed them all.
Okay, let me go ahead and review your signatures here. Make sure everything looks correct. And yes, I did get that on my end. Yeah, so you're actually all set. Now, like I said, you are going to be expecting a call from the attorney in the next following week here. So throughout this week, I should say. So after they verify the information, and you can ask them any questions regarding this, by the way, they should be able to answer anything that you do ask. And I would recommend to ask questions about it beforehand, so you at least know a bit more about the claim and what you can expect with it. Now, you're obviously not going to be paying anything out of pocket for this. You'll just be waiting on the settlement. So I do wish you the best with that. I hope it doesn't take too long, of course.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, and I'll send you my information over as well. So if you have any questions, feel free to give me a call or a text. We are in Irvine, in California as well, so it's the same time zone. So 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. is when you can text or call. But I do wish you the best.
Thank you so much, Mr. Brandon.
No problem at all. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.